Welcome to Explore Radio. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Computer technology is expanding at a dizzying pace. Things that seemed like science fiction a few years ago, from artificial intelligence to cryptocurrencies, are now commonplace. It's a bewildering landscape, but in this week's Explore Radio, we follow the thread of a new computer technology from the desktop to deep space. Let's start with Bitcoin. The cryptocurrency created a speculative bubble recently, spiking from around $800 to nearly $18,000 per coin. It's now hovering at around half that. Bitcoin is just one of hundreds of imaginary currencies made possible by a technology called blockchain. Lucas Marion reports on blockchain for the trade magazine Computer World. He calls it a sort of online ledger that's stored and updated by each computer in the trading network.
The network acts as this unchangeable record because each entry has a unique set of random numbers associated with it. And computer technology is called a hash. The data entries on that network are strung together in a series of connected blocks, and hence that's where the name blockchain comes from.
Since all the computers in the network share a copy of the blockchain, there's no way to fudge any transactions without someone blowing the whistle. That's what makes it secure. Marion says blockchain is still best known for its Bitcoin use.
But enterprises, companies, and even our government is beginning to look at it as a means to secure data transfer between computer systems.
It's speeding automation in commerce, and now it's heading to outer space. NASA is using blockchain to help build intelligent computer networks in deep space.
And the reason why we want to implement this in our networks is because our assets are usually very far away.
Rigo Roche is an engineer at NASA Glenn Research Center in Cleveland. He's building new ways for spacecraft to communicate with each other and teaching them how to think.
So if they encounter a problem that they haven't seen before, they have to be endowed with some sort of intelligence to understand what they need to do to either keep sending data back or do something smart so they can continue doing whatever job they were designed to do.
For example, you've got a group of satellites orbiting Mars looking for microbial life.
But the satellite says, I took a picture and I saw something interesting, but I took 100,000 other pictures. I'm just going to decide to send you the one that I saw something interesting.
He says artificial intelligence is the next challenge for space travel. NASA Glenn Communications Group leader Tom Kaspura says his team is working on putting machine learning or artificial intelligence in space so that spacecraft don't have to rely on people on Earth to make decisions.
Right now, there's bottlenecks on the communication links coming back because, face it, it's hard. You know, you're sending data over a very long distance.
He says NASA is just in the beginning stages of developing the hardware and software needed for next-level smart spacecraft.
And then ultimately the goal is that then insert these cognitive technologies in the next-generation space architecture.
A spaceship that can think. Sounds familiar.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
NASA's Rigo Roche is not worried he's going to design a renegade system.
That's the movies, and there's a difference between reality and the movies.
Which brings us back to blockchain. NASA is teaming up with the University of Akron's Jinwei Kosis, who's an expert in cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, and building smart networks. She says the rigors of deep space require computer systems to have incredibly tough hardware and software, able to both operate under low power and make decisions based on limited data and possible delays in transmission.
Well, that requires a network.
Exactly. That is where the blockchain infrastructure kick in, because we have to have a secure and effective structure to support this kind of high-level and decentralized machine learning, those kind of applications.
Blockchain will link the deep space network. To accomplish this, NASA's Tom Kaspura is looking at using the next generation of computer chips that use less power by mimicking the brain's wiring.
And those are really processors that start to emulate how the brain thinks.
With another human attribute?
The computer will have a conscience.
I hope so.
I'm Jeff St. Clair with this week's Explore Radio.